Good evening and welcome to a very short but very sweet episode of the Heavy Matters podcast. Tonight we're reviewing two EPs, one by a band called Wasp Mother and the other one by a band called Breaths. So it's going to be a little short and sweet one, but you know, on this show we've said many times before, we like to, you know, support underground or smaller bands that might not get the same exposure as the other big bands. So that's where we are today. And as always, I've got my co-host Venny with me, and good evening from a very cold Dublin, mate.
Yes, straight back at you from a very cold Edinburgh as well. How are you, mate?
I'm good, just been very cold, so I haven't really been able to get out or run or anything because I'm just cautious in my old age and my brittle bones and the osteoporosis, you know.
The pneumonias.
And that. My defense mechanisms aren't what they used to be as a young nipper. Anyway, let's get stuck in, mate. So, first we're going to start off with Wasp Mother. And the album is called Digital Pollution. It's out on the 19th of January. Quick background for you. They were formed in 2001. They're a four-piece grindcore slash power violence based out of Weymouth, Massachusetts. Not Weymouth, Dorset for you UK listeners, not to be confused with that. So, Benny, this is a very short EP. I mean, I would say it's 10 minutes, maybe even less.
Yeah, it's very in and out, isn't it? And I think there's kind of four tracks, and then the last track's 4.5 minutes. So those first four tracks are very quick.
Very quick, yeah. The band there was references to the likes of Pig Destroyer, which I think's fair. You could also throw Napalm Death in there as well from that grindcore thing. But it's not just that, because throughout this EP, there are some fairly sludgy bits as well, aren't there, where it slows down and is not 100 miles per hour throughout the whole length of it, is there?
Yeah, exactly. They do mix up the pacing a little bit. It's almost a bit like Primitive Man when they slow it down a little bit more, that very sludgy. When it's fast, it's very fast. And when it's slow, it's sludgy.
Yeah. The last track is the longest one. There's six tracks on it, 5 minutes, the last one. The second longest comes in at 1 minute, 36 seconds. It is punishing, in your face, extreme metal. Which, you know, for some may not like, but I think for the length of this EP, Venny, it works really well, like ebbs and flows nicely. There's not too much grating. And like you said, you're sort of in and out, and almost before you know it, you're listening to it again on repeat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I think, like you say, they bring in a few different flavours here, a bit of hardcore, kind of convergy style hardcore, the grindcore like Napalm Death and Nails and that kind of thing, as well as that slower, sludgier stuff that we talked about, that Primitive Man stuff. So they're, even despite it being very short and some of the tracks being very short, they still manage to convey quite a lot in this short period of time. And yeah, like you say, it is extreme. Let's not beat around the bush. It is very heavy, very extreme, but it's also very short. And so, you're not subjected to the punishment for so long. And it's not exactly like a double disc prog album. It's it does overstay its welcome.
I think if I'm looking for fans of, I think like Fletch would love this. This is right up his alley. The other thing I like about this album, and I'm a big fan on most albums, is the samples being used within it. And I'm especially fond of, and I don't know if you've seen this program, but on track 3 there's a Toast of London sample in there, which something like you shut the hell up, Clint Fandango, and with your made up name or something. And it just made me really chuckle that amongst all this ferocity, they still had the time to throw in a quote from a British TV show.
Yeah, quite a niche British show. No, I enjoyed that too. Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's good stuff.
I did wonder actually if you would have known about that, or whether I'd have to spend half the time of this review trying to explain what Toast of London is.
No, I know of it. I'm not an aficionado by any stretch,
Yeah.
but I know what it is. Yeah, it's a guy from Garth Marenghi, isn't it?
That's it. Yeah. So then, very, like, in a nutshell, did you enjoy this?
I did, mate. I did, and yeah, it was short enough and succinct enough to yeah, like you say, give it a good few listens and not feel overwhelmed by it all.
Yeah. I've never really like, I know you're a huge Napalm Death fan, but I haven't really asked, like, in the sort of, like, the Pig Destroyer world, if you're a fan of those sort of albums, because they're revered in the scene, Pig Destroyer, but that it is a challenging listen to, sort of, like, I would not want to go on a back-to-back Pig Destroyer marathon of albums. So I was just wondering if this might have been too much for you.
No, I mean, I'm the same. I mean, I will often listen to one album of this genre, like fleetingly, but I wouldn't describe myself as immersed in it at all. But yeah, like for sure, Napalm Death, and I really like that last Nails album, although that was a long time ago now. Bands like Full of Hell as well. So yeah, I would put myself in that camp.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I actually really enjoyed it as well. I think the length is one thing that we mentioned, but I also think the songs are structured nicely, where they sort of go, they do tend to go a bit slower in places and add that sludginess, as I said as well. The samples, I love that in any sort of album being made. So yeah, I enjoyed this. I think you would definitely listen to it again. It's one of those where you can just throw on while going for a quick run or something like that, which will certainly get
Something
the
quick.
a very quick run. Yeah, personal best.
Yeah.
So if you had to give it a rating, mate, what would you say?
It's difficult to rate EPs, isn't it, when
Yeah.
they're so short and stuff like this. I'd go straight down the middle, a 7 out of 10, that
Okay.
kind of.
Perfect. I'd go around 7.5 for this as a fan. So yeah, Wasp Mother, Digital Pollution, out on the 19th of December. Oh, sorry, December. January. Jeez Louise. And on to our next review. And this is by a band called Breaths, and the EP, I believe, is called Melt Away. The first single's out on the 19th of January. Bit confusing with the press release I've got, but we got the full EP, so we're gonna review the full EP. This is a one-man solo project from a multi-instrumentalist songwriter called Jason Roberts out of Richmond, Mother effing Virginia, home
Oh,
of,
wow.
yeah, the mighty Lamb
Cool.
of God. And this album's nothing like Lamb of God. Let's just make that abundantly clear right now. We got sent this by Jason himself just before Christmas, and I think you sort of wanted to put this on vinyl, didn't you? Is there any reason?
Well, I really like that Slow Dive record last year, and I am probably more of a fan of this kind of shoegazy,
Yeah.
rap-gazy kind of dream poppy stuff. And so, yeah, not a lot of that comes across our bow. So I thought, on this free hit of a week that we should go for it. And yeah, clearly, like you said right at the outset, give some exposure to some of these other acts. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, heavy shoegaze is the description, and this is very much up your alley, this style of music. But here's the first reference of Arctangent, having now been converted into being a big Arctangent fan. This is music that I am become more accustomed to and more open to in my old age as well, as I slow down from the relentless blast beats
Power
and
violence.
the power violence of the likes of Wasp Mother. So yeah, I was intrigued to see how this would sound, and it actually took me by surprise, this album.
Okay, good.
I really didn't know what to expect, because shoegaze can be such a blanketed term for this sort of music. But I was very pleasantly surprised. I love the vocals on this. I think they're stunning vocals. They're not heavy in, and when I sort of say heavy, like, when you look at the likes of Mole, who are shoegaze, they have very heavy vocals in there. This is clean sung pretty much throughout. It's definitely a bedtime record, Venny, which you put to me when
Yes.
listening to it. I think this is a really, really good
Oh, I'm
of
glad you like
music. Yeah, I really do.
it. Like it. Yeah, I mean, it's got all a lot of the hallmarks of a shoegaze album. Those really washy, reverby guitars, which at points actually do go pretty heavy. Like the guitar tone in some of the points really reminds me of the Steph Carpenter kind of Deftones guitar tone. That really down-tuned heaviness. The vocals, like you say, they're a really important part of the EP. It's that really strained but clean vocal, and particularly on the last track, you note it's actually a really strong vocal performance on that last track called Shaken. That was really impressive. So yeah, it's got all those elements. It's got yeah, nods to the old early 90s see the for want of a better word, scene of shoegaze music. But I think it's also got nods to this kind of quite recent phenomena, this new grungy kind of phenomena of bands like Teenage Wrist, who I really like, Soulblind, Drug Church, that kind of thing. It's got that kind of sound to it as well. So it doesn't sound purely like just a throwback to the early 90s. Like it does sound quite contemporary in a lot of ways as well. And the last thing I'd say is I just think there's loads of nice textures on here, like a lot of the soundscapes. I mean, shoegaze is called shoegaze because of the multitude of pedals and effects pedals that they're staring down at. And but this create the musical tapestry here has got so many layers and textures to it that I think are really kind of lush and warm, and I thought really nice. And I thought the track Waves really stands out. I think really strong bridge and chorus in that, and yeah, the vocals in particular when they go get quite high pitched towards the end there, I thought that was a really strong performance. So yeah, I'm surprised in a way that you do like it, and I'm quite pleased that you do.
Well, like I said, I'm wearing an Arctangent beanie, so I'm converted now. There, I agree with everything you said there, mate. The other thing as well is I've listened to this maybe 5 or 6 times, and yeah, I've done it a lot when I'm out walking, which I think was a really nice sort of experience as well. And I couldn't put my finger on the similar sound, what it was. And it was only till literally maybe half an hour before we came on to record tonight that I was listening to it, and especially on track two, Barbarella has real strong inklings to Steve Wilson's solo projects with the, and I don't know whether it's the vocals or the structure of the songs, but it really reminds me of that. And I'm a huge Steve Wilson fan, so that really grabbed me as well. Waves, I think, as well. I think that's the track as well. You're talking about the guitar tone. Has like this real, I actually, you may disagree with me, I'm only new to this, but it reminded me at times sort of like Feeder-esque. Like
I
you
mean,
may
it does
just,
have that kind of 90s, 2000 vibe to it. So, I think I know what you mean.
And there's so this is the EP, and then there's going to be a full length out in 2024 as well, so
Oh,
be really interested to hear that, because this, it really did take me by surprise, and I'll definitely go back to this EP and listen to it. And do you know, if it was an EP, if we did an EP of the year list, I'd say this probably would be on it, such as the
nice.
dreads. But
Oh.
yeah, like I really, really enjoyed it. Just sometimes, like when you're listening to things, you just want that sort of non-heaviness. Sorry,
Yeah.
not so heavy vocals. I think it is heavy in its own right musically.
Yes, I agree. I'd agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, but just sometimes, like vocally, like, and this, I don't think I've ever agreed with an album before of anywhere. This is one you could put on in bed and happily drift off to.
Not like liturgy.
Not like Liturgy or some black metal that I've chosen to throw upon you. No, I think this is really good, and yeah, I really like this. So, if I was giving this a rating, I'd be giving this a strong 7.8.
Oh, nice. I was thinking 7.5. So, yeah, lovely stuff.
Lovely. And yeah, so that's the band Breaths, and it's Melt Away. So keep an eye out for that when it drops. It's definitely worth your time having a listen. And for this week, we'll bid you adieu. Venny, thanks for the short and sweet precious moments of your time. I know you're a busy man, and I'll see you next time.